Leave It to Beaver. Starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Well, boys, what went on at school today?
Oh, lots of stuff, Dad. Miss Landers took a bunch of keys away from Marty Whitney.
Norman Dole broke his seat.
And a man came in our classroom and looked at us.
A man came in and looked at you?
Yeah. I think he's a psychologist.
A psychologist?
Yeah. He stayed for 5 minutes. Well, he's trying to learn about kids.
I guess that's one way to do it.
You want to know what happened around here today? We got a letter from Aunt Martha.
Aunt Martha? Oh, yeah, she's the one that always sends us umbrellas at Christmas.
Yeah, she's our umbrella aunt.
Well, she sent you a present today, Beaver.
Gee, another umbrella? It's not even Christmas.
No, it's not an umbrella. It's a sort of a family heirloom. Excuse me.
Dad? What's a heirloom?
Well, Beaver, an heirloom is, it's something that's been in the family for a long time.
Like William and Della's great-grandfather? He's been in their family for 92 years.
Cut it out, Beaver. No one sends you grandfathers in the mail.
Here you are, Beaver.
Thanks, Mom.
Well, gee, didn't Aunt Martha send me anything?
Well, Wally, Aunt Martha is Beaver's godmother.
Gee, yeah. Heck, Uncle Frank's my godfather, and all he ever did was promise to send me to Europe when I'm out of college. But heck, who wants to go to Europe when you're an old man?
Well, look, Mom. Look, Wally. Look, Dad. It's a ring.
Yes, and it's a very lovely ring. That belonged to Aunt Martha's brother when he was your age, and she's sending it to you because you were named after him.
Gee, I didn't know I had an Uncle Beaver.
I think his name was Theodore.
Looks kind of like gold.
Why don't you bite it, Beaver? If it's real gold, your teeth will make a mark in it.
I don't think that's necessary. It's marked 14 carat.
What's that, Dad?
Oh, that's the way they measure gold.
Boy, wait till the guys see this. I bet I'm the only kid in the third grade's got a real gold ring.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Beaver. That's a valuable ring. Now, I don't want you wearing it to school. I just want you to wear it on special occasions.
But, gee, Mom, what's the use of having a ring if you can't wear it?
Beaver, your mother's right.
Gee, Angela Valentine has a real gold filling, and her mother lets her wear it to school.
Beaver, the ring is yours, but we don't want you to wear it to school because you might lose it, and then your Aunt Martha would be very upset.
Well, all right. I won't wear it to school.
Good. Now, you boys can be excused if you want to be.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
Fold your napkins.
Well, I already folded mine so the spots don't show.
It was nice of Aunt Martha to send the ring.
Yes, it was. Somehow I feel Beaver would have been happier with a gold filling.
Pretty neat ring, huh, Wally?
Yeah, I guess it's okay. Of course, Mary Ellen Rogers has a ring with a real pearl in it.
Does that make it better?
Well, sure. They have to get pearls out of an oyster.
Where'd they get gold from?
No, well, they just find it lying around in the dirt.
Well, I still think it's pretty neat.
Are the boys a little late this morning?
I have to send Wally back upstairs to take off those fluorescent socks.
Fluorescent socks? Where'd he get them? We never bought him anything like that.
He saved up for them. He said he had to have them to wear at night so he wouldn't get run over.
Oh. Well, if they have the approval of the safety council, I guess there's not much we can do about it, huh?
Hey, what you got there, Beaver?
Nothing. Just a piece of string.
It goes into your pocket. What's on the other end?
Nothing. A guy's allowed to have a piece of string in his pocket if he wants.
Hey, I'll bet you got Aunt Martha's ring on there.
Well, sorta.
Well, didn't Mom tell you not to wear it to school?
Sure. She said not to wear it. But she didn't say anything about carrying it. Carrying's not the same thing as wearing. I just want to show it to the other guys.
Yeah, but boy, you better not lose it.
Well, how could I lose it when it's tied up to me? I'd have to lose myself first.
What do you want to show the other guys for? Well, can't you just tell them you got the ring?
Gee, no. Tell them that the same thing. Look away. He told all the guys he had a lion at home. Boy, did he feel like a creep when they came over to his house and he didn't have any lion.
Okay, but if you lose it and get in trouble, don't drag me into it. He's okay, Mom?
Well, now that's a lot better.
Boy, they sure aren't as comfortable as the other ones were.
You know, Wally, when I went to high school, we used to have to wear a collar and tie to school every day.
Well, gee, Dad, they're not allowed to be that mean to you anymore. Oh, goodbye.
Here you are, dear. Beaver, did you get washed this morning?
Well, gee, Mom, I took a whole bath last night, and a guy doesn't get very dirty just sleeping. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, wait a minute. What's this?
Just a piece of string.
Well, what are you doing with a piece of string?
Mom, did you know yesterday our lima bean died?
Your lima bean died?
Yeah. My class is growing on a piece of blotter in the windowsill. Some of the guys said it died the day before, but I think it died yesterday. Oh. Our potato's still all right, though. On Monday, it growed a new wart. Well, goodbye.
Honey, wasn't that cute about his lima bean?
Well, I guess so. He volunteered too much information, though. He's trying to cover up for something. I wish I knew what it was.
That sure neat ring you got there, Beaver.
I don't see any carrots, Beaver.
They're not that kind of carrots, Whitey. They're gold carrots, and there's 14 of them.
Where'd you get it, Beaver?
From my Aunt Martha. She's my umbrella aunt. Next to my Uncle Frank, she's just about my best aunt.
What's that you have there, Beaver?
Beaver's got a gold ring, Judy.
It's got 14 carats in it. Doesn't look like real gold to me.
It is, too. You want to bite it?
I'm not allowed to bite stuff. I go to an orthodontist.
My Aunt Martha gave it to me because her brother was named after me.
Bet you it's not even yours at all, Beaver.
Well, there's two of my ring.
Then why aren't you wearing it?
I don't want to.
You aren't wearing it because it doesn't fit you. That proves it's not your ring.
Go ahead and show it fits you, Beaver.
Yeah, go ahead and show her it's your ring.
Well, all right. There.
Well, it may be a ring, but it still isn't solid gold.
Did it look like solid gold?
You really showed her, Beaver.
Yeah, you really showed her.
What's the matter?
Nothing. I'll see you guys in class.
Yeah, we'll see you in class.
I didn't think I was going to have these reports until next week.
I'm sorry you had to come all the way home for them.
Uh-huh.
You sure I can't fix you some lunch?
Oh, no, dear. No, I'm going to have lunch with Charlie Bennett and go over the reports.
Ward, I know you're in a hurry and I don't want to bother you, but I'm worried about the Beaver's ring.
The one Aunt Martha sent him?
Uh-huh. I was picking up their room this morning and I found the ring box, but no ring.
Well, you told him to put it in a safe place.
It's not there. I looked in all his safe places. I'm afraid he's taking it to school.
Well, if he has, after we told him not to, that young man's in for a lot of trouble. Yeah. Well.
Ward?
Hmm?
It's forgetting something?
Oh, that Ferguson report. Yeah. Bye.
Bye. Have a good day. Now, yesterday we discussed the oceans of the world. Now, who can tell me the names of the oceans? Larry, suppose you tell us.
I didn't have my hand up, Miss Landers.
I know you didn't, Larry, but why don't you try anyway?
The oceans are the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, the Arctic Ocean, the Antarctic Ocean, and the Hudson River.
Larry, the Hudson River isn't an ocean. Didn't you learn yesterday about the Indian Ocean?
No, Miss Landers.
Well, why not, Larry?
I guess I was in the principal's office for busting my seat.
Very well, Larry. Now, could anyone else tell me what... Theodore, are you sucking your finger?
No, Miss Landers.
Theodore, what do you have in your hand?
You mean besides my fingers?
Yes, besides your fingers. Theodore, are you playing with that ring?
No, Miss Landers. I'm just trying to get it off.
Oh, you shouldn't have put the ring on that finger. It's much too small.
It wasn't too small when I was putting it on. It's just too small when I'm trying to take it off.
It isn't even his ring, Miss Landers.
It is, too, his ring. His umbrella aunt gave it to him.
It's all Judy's fault, Miss Landers. She made him stick it on there.
Now, that's enough. Beaver, I think we better take you down to the nurse.
But I'm not sick. I just got a stuck finger, and it doesn't hurt very much.
Now, Beaver, why wouldn't you want to go to the nurse?
Because when I had spots in my throat, she called my mother.
Well, I'm sure this is nothing that serious.
I sure hope not.
Come along. Now, I want you all to remain perfectly quiet until I come back.
Yes, Miss Landers.
If anyone squeals on me, I'll punch him right in the nose.
My hand shrunk up enough now?
Let me see, Theodore.
Maybe it shrunk the ring instead.
Beaver, if this doesn't work, I'm afraid we're going to have to call your mother.
Oh, gee, couldn't you call somebody else?
Like who?
Well, you could call my brother Wally. He's real good at getting stuff unstuck. Once he got a croquet ball out of a drain pipe. Well, he squirted water on the other end.
Well, I don't think this is quite the same thing. Isn't your mother at home?
Well, she might not be. Well, sometimes she goes out places. And if you call when she wasn't home, I wouldn't want the school to lose a dime.
Beaver, don't you get upset. You just go on soaking your finger there a little longer and we'll see what we can do.
Beaver.
Hi, Larry. Is it off yet?
No. I think they're going to call my mother. What are you doing out of class?
I'm being sent to the principal's office for turning the clock ahead.
Who squealed on you?
That creepy Judy Hensler.
She always squeals. I'm going to be in trouble, too, if my mother finds out I brought the ring to school.
You know, Beaver, I'm glad. If we're going to get in trouble... We're getting in trouble on the same day. This isn't the principal's office, is it?
Hello,
Miss Thompson? Oh, the school nurse. Is something wrong? Oh, I see. Yes, I suppose it would be better if I came down there. Well, thank you for calling. Goodbye.
Oh, hi, Mom. I'm home.
Hi.
Well, what's the matter, Mom?
Your brother took his new ring to school. He got it stuck on his finger and they can't get it off. I'm going to have to go down there.
That's funny. I told him he shouldn't take it with him.
Wally, you knew he took his ring to school after we told him not to. Now, why didn't you tell us?
Well, gee, Mom, I couldn't squeal on my own brother. If I started doing that, well, he could tell a whole bunch of bad stuff on me. Hey, Mom, can I go with you?
All right, Wally. I'll get my purse. You wait out in the car.
Dad's got the car.
Oh. Well, look, you call a taxi.
Hey, Mom.
What now?
Can we pick up Eddie Haskell on the way? He wouldn't want to miss anything like this. Call a taxi.
Call a taxi. I've tried everything I can think of, Mrs. Cleaver, but the finger is swollen and the ring just won't come off.
Maybe you could heat up the ring and then melt it off.
Wally, would you wait out in the other room, please?
Yes, Mom. I'll see you later, Beef.
I'll see you, Wally.
While I was waiting for you, Mrs. Cleaver, I sent for the school physician, Dr. Hendricks. Beaver, do you see the trouble you've caused by wearing this ring to school after we told you not to?
I didn't wear it, Mom. I carried it in my pocket.
Well, how'd you get it on your finger?
Well, Judy said it wasn't my ring, so I stuck it on my finger to prove that it was. But I guess I stuck it on a finger too big for it.
Mrs. Cleaver, I'm afraid there's only one way we're going to get that ring off Beaver's finger. Dr. Hendricks will have to cut it off. Do you think you'll have to do that? I think so. He's bringing the implements to do it.
Mom?
Beaver, look, would you wait outside with your brother? Go on, honey.
But, Mom!
Please, I want to talk to Miss Thompson.
You're really going to have to cut it off?
Now, Theodore, it won't hurt in the least.
Yeah, sure.
I told you you'd get in trouble if you brought the ring to school.
Yeah. How come you always know stuff like that?
Well, I was your age once. And all the trouble you're getting in, well, I already got in.
Wally, Mom's mad at me. Is she mad at you?
Well, right now I think she's kind of mad at everybody. Why?
Well, would you tell her something for me?
Yeah, I guess so. What do you want me to tell her?
Well, tell her, if they've got to cut it off, that's all right with me. But I just want to know, it's just about my favorite finger.
Wait a minute, Beef. Where'd you get a goofy idea like that?
Well, he said so inside. The nurse said the doctor was bringing the implements to do it.
What they meant was, they're going to cut the ring off. They can't cut your finger off. Without your permission.
You sure, Wally?
Well, sure. Mom said in the taxi they might have to cut the ring off.
Then I'm not in as much trouble as I think I was.
You're still going to be in plenty of trouble when you get home and Dad finds out what you did. They had to wreck Aunt Martha's ring getting it off. Boy, there's sure going to be a lot of hollering going on.
Yeah. Maybe I ought to let it go off my finger. Well, then they might feel so sorry for me. Well, they wouldn't yell at me.
There you are, Beaver. There's the ring your Aunt Martha sent you. The one that belonged to your Uncle Theodore. The ring that's been in your family for years. I told you not to take it to school.
But you don't pay any attention to what I say. You don't care that your mother was upset this afternoon. You don't care that the ring has been mutilated, do you?
No, sir.
No, sir.
Well, I thought that's what you wanted me to say.
Lord, I think the beaver realizes that he did the wrong thing.
Oh, I'm sure he does now. But we can't always wait until after we've done a thing to realize that it's wrong. We have to start realizing that it's wrong before it happens, don't we, Wally?
See, Dad, I didn't do anything.
All right, Beaver. What are we going to do about the ring? What are we going to tell Aunt Martha? She's going to be very upset when she learns about this.
Well, maybe we could tell her we never got the ring.
No, Beaver, we can't do that. I'll tell you what we're going to do. After supper this evening, you're going to write her a letter, and you're going to tell her just exactly what happened.
But, gee, Dad, if I do that, well, I won't be your favorite nephew anymore.
Well, I imagine she'll be very upset.
Ward, don't you think...
June, please.
Beaver, you do what your father says.
Gee, I've never written a long letter before.
Well, that's okay, Beav. If you get stuck, I'll help you tell her the bad stuff.
Ward?
Mm-hmm?
Do you think you're being a little bit hard on the Beaver? He's been through a great deal today.
What's the sense of going through a great deal, dear, if you don't learn something from it?
Wally, I finished the letter. What should I put at the bottom?
Well, just put your name.
Beaver?
No, you better put Theodore. She'll probably be mad enough anyway.
Okay.
Well, Beaver, did you finish the letter to Aunt Martha?
Yes, Dad.
Wally, I'd like to go over this with Beaver alone.
Okay. I'll see you, Beav.
I'll see you, Wally.
Well, Beaver, let's hear what you've written.
Some of the words are kind of messed up. Dear Aunt Martha, I was very happy to get your ring. I took it to school. I was not supposed to. I got it stuck on my finger and I was sorry. Dr. Hendricks came. He is the doctor that sent me home when I had spots. When he took off the ring got broke. But it was my fault. I am sorry it happened to the ring that belonged to my Uncle Theodore. I hope you still like me, but I don't think so. Theodore.
Well, Beaver, sounds to me like you covered about everything.
Yeah. I read it over 3 times. It's awful hard to write a letter saying you're bad.
Makes you feel sort of ashamed of yourself, doesn't it?
Yeah, but it makes me feel even worse. I think I hurt Aunt Martha's feelings because she thinks I'm always so good.
Beaver, I'm awfully glad to hear you say that.
Gee, what'd you do that for, Dad? I thought my punishment was sending Aunt Martha the letter.
No, Beaver. I think it was punishment enough just to write the letter.
Gee, thanks, Dad. But what's going to happen about the busted ring?
Well, you know, I hadn't thought of it until this minute, but it just might be that we could get that ring fixed.
I sure hope so.
Thank you.